This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكروا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers, my sisters, in the previous episode, we saw how the Prophet Musa, or Moses, may peace be upon him, went to the Pharaoh. He had asked Allah for guidance to make the task easy, and he had asked Allah Almighty to untie the knot on his tongue in order to achieve clarity of voice and communication so that his words may be understood. And he asked Allah for clarity of the chest as well, to make it easy to give him the courage to go and fulfill the task. So he went, he fulfilled the task. And the Pharaoh was quite surprised to listen to the same Moses who was brought up in his own house, coming to him and telling him, be careful, watch out, you are wrong. Now, what we learn from this, like I said in the previous episode, is a lot. Number one, every one of us needs to be reminded and told by anyone around us, be it a person who worked for us, who works for us, who may be below us in the social standing, who may be younger than us, who may be perhaps from a different tribe or culture or race. If we are wrong, we must be told. And do not respond the way the Pharaoh responded. Do not respond the way the Pharaoh responded, no matter who you are. You could be a world leader. You could be a wealthy person. You could be a powerful person. You could be whoever you are. Don't you think you need a reminder? Don't you think you need to be reminded when you are going wrong, when you are going astray? Don't you think that you are just a human being like everyone else? Yes, perhaps slightly privileged in one or two aspects, but going to return to the Almighty. So that's a powerful lesson. Similarly, when Allah Almighty told the Prophet Moses to go to the Pharaoh, he reminded him to speak with utmost respect in the most beautiful words. If you notice, every other day in our episode speaking about revelation, we are coming to this point, the point of how you speak to others. It's because Allah Almighty addresses us with so much of respect, yet He is the Lord of the worlds. He speaks to us. He has revealed verses for us with utmost respect, subhanAllah. So when we speak to people, we should be speaking with a soft tone. We should be speaking with soft words. We should be speaking with loving, kind words, respectful terminology. We should be addressing people, bearing in mind that they are human beings. If we forget that, how can we call ourselves those connected to Allah or those connected to revelation? We must reconnect, my brothers, my sisters. If we take a look at what Allah Almighty says in verse number 44 of Surah Taha,
فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى.
A beautiful verses. I love these verses. Allah's telling the best of the time to go to the worst of the time. And Allah still says to him, the two of you, when you go to the Pharaoh, speak to him with soft words. قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Perhaps by virtue of you speaking with soft words, he may take heed and he may be more conscious of Allah. Perhaps an element of consciousness or fear of Allah will be instilled in his heart. Subhanallah. This shows us that when you speak to people kindly, they would be more willing to listen to what you have to say. That is part of the plan of Allah Almighty. Now, I've always said, none of us are as good as the Prophet Moses, may peace be upon him, and none of us would be addressing someone worse than the Pharaoh. So in actual fact, we should be speaking to people in an even softer tone, with greater respect those whom we disagree with, those who are worshipping deities besides Allah, those who consider themselves gods besides Allah. Surely, if Allah is asking Musa alayhi salam to speak to one of those in a beautiful tone, who are we? Why should we begin to swear and shout and get excited and become all emotional and start yelling and screaming and disrespecting and abusing and so on? It says more about us than it says about those whom we are trying to call towards goodness. So this is a prophetic way. This is the divine way. Unfortunately, we call ourselves people who have connected to Allah. We sometimes believe we are pious, but we lack piety. We sometimes believe that we are the ones who know everything, but we don't. We need a reminder to go back and to speak in the correct way. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness. And when the Prophet Moses, may peace be upon him, went to the Pharaoh and told him that you need to turn to Allah, the reminder came from Allah Almighty to say, we're all human beings, including the Pharaoh. Allah created us in a certain way, all of us. And Allah Almighty is going to cause us to die and then He will resurrect us. So to remind us that we were created from soil and dust, Allah Almighty says in verse number 55 of Surah Taha,
مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى.
We have created you from the dust, the soil, the clay. We have created you from it. We will return you to it, from the earth. We'll return you to the earth. And we will resurrect you once again from it. So, O man, remember who you are. You're just a human being created from earth. Subhanallah. That is Allah Almighty, reminding us gently in a beautiful way of our origins. If Allah wanted, He could have created us from something very different. In fact, He could have created us from gold and silver. He could have created us from some heavenly material. But Allah Almighty decided, I'm going to create man for purposes of his living on earth, from the earth. So He created us from the earth only for the duration of our existence on the earth. But He will resurrect us again from that. So Allah says, I created you from it. I caused you to die and return to it. And I'll resurrect you from it once again. Thereafter, in Jannah, the exact bodies we will be having, we're not told about the detail, but we are told they will be perfect in paradise. So may Allah Almighty grant us paradise and make it very, very easy for us. Allah Almighty reminds all of us that we're all the same. We're all made from human, meaning we're all from Adam, the first of the humankind. Adam was created from soil. Now, in order to reconnect with Allah, we should always understand in revelation, there will not be any contradiction. If people have felt that there has been contradiction, the only thing they need to do is to go back to those with knowledge. And that's why Allah Almighty reminds us time and again, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. Ask those who know. Ask those who know. If you don't know, ask those who know. Keep on asking. We see people come up and try to find fault in the Quran. They try to find fault in revelation. And they say there is a discrepancy or there is a contradiction. There is no contradiction. It's quite simple to respond. But if we do not have the knowledge, we might think for a moment that it appears there may be a contradiction or two, but there isn't. It's our ignorance that makes it seem contradictory. Similarly, you may ask one who doesn't know. So it still may seem a little bit contradictory because of the ignorance. But then when you get to a person who knows or to an explanation that is satisfactory, if you are really searching for the truth, you will definitely arrive at the truth. So my brothers and sisters, remember, revelation is from Allah. For people to try and confuse you and I by saying that there are contradictions in revelation, they are actually the ones who are ignorant of the answers. Or sometimes they intentionally want to misguide people. Be careful. Don't just fall for anything and everything. People out there who want to turn you away from your faith, learn. Increase your knowledge. Learn from the correct sources, and the Almighty will grant you success in this world and the next. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكروا.